Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. First, the news.
San Antonio is booming. Why are many still in poverty? From New York Times writer Edgar Sanvidal.
San Antonio, Texas, is one of the fastest growing cities in the country. With this growth comes rising costs. With growing costs, a larger gap between the lower and middle class.
San Antonio is one of the fastest growing cities in the country, in part because of its relative affordability compared with other major Texas cities. It has drawn new residents from across the state and country, but unlike Austin or Dallas, the city has struggled to generate large numbers of high-paying jobs, with much of its economy anchored in lower-wage service work. The rising cost of securing a middle-class life has made opportunity feel more distant, feeding a growing belief that the economy is not working for many in the nation's seventh largest city.
Though San Antonio ranks as the third poorest among the top 25 largest metro areas, it is rich in its culture. Taquerias, small stores known as tienditas, and murals of the Virgin of Guadalupe, and folklore singers who reflect the neighborhood's Mexican-American history fill this city, particularly the lower-income areas.
Letty Sanchez, a prominent community activist and chair of the Historic West Side Residents Association, said she was disappointed to see some of the city's new ventures move downtown and to other wealthier neighborhoods. The original affordability that has attracted newcomers has not eased concerns about whether the city's growth will translate into meaningful gains for its poorest residents.
And now, here is The Stars at Night, written by Katie Carlisle, directed by Rodney Reyes. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 4th, 2026.
Somewhere in the world, an abuela,
Lola,
Grandma is making a massive family meal for the 10,000th time.
Munching on lumpia,
caldo,
or southern fried chicken.
Ending the day with la lotería,
sagisag,
or dominoes.
Maybe sitting, sweating outside in the coolest the evening can get in the summer.
Laughing, reminiscing, and looking up at the
stars at night are big and bright.
Where do the stars come from?
The generations younger asks the generations older.
All the ancestors to remind us where we've been.
God put them there to light the way in the dark.
An astronomical anomaly.
The grandparent replies.
On newly constructed streets, a memorial to the past arises.
A place we have to remember.
Why?
Because we had a sense of freedom.
From?
From something we didn't understand.
What was it?
A place we have to remember.
Remember the stars at night. When all those men died in an old building.
Erected to defend a land that was rightfully owned.
Where?
A land that was
big and bright.
Deep in the
corazón.
Deep in the heart of
the people who came here for a better life.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Yes, thank you for coming. Sorry for the mess. We've been busy packing and...
That's fine. No problem. I'd love to take a look around.
The realtor should be here any minute.
That's okay. Wow. Great spot. How could you ever leave this place?
Well, 4 years ago, my...
So, sorry, I have to use the restroom. Do you mind?
Sure, of course. The restroom is down the hall to the left.
Great, thanks. BRB. Oh, can you take my coat? Thanks. Sorry, gotta go.
Sure, sure.
Carla? Hi! Sorry, I'm a bit late, is she?
Restroom.
Oh, great. You look stressed.
No, just... Packing, it makes me think about my...
Don't you worry about a thing. I'm going to get you the best price we could get. I am here for... you.
I am here for you.
Carla, you don't have a towel in your bathroom. Do you have... Oh, hi, Rainbow. You must be Rainbow, our realtor.
That's me.
Beautiful, fun name. Carla, be a doll and fetch me some paper towels or something. Thanks.
Of course, sorry, I packed all the...
Oh, no worries. You are so cute.
Thanks. I have some towels here. I'll, BRB.
BRB. Oh, she is so cute. So homey, so classic. You know, okay, tell me the truth. The home is cute, but do you see potential?
I know it will take a little bit of work, but look at the location. This city will boom any day now, and you will be one of the first to be a part of it.
And you can't beat these prices.
You really can't.
You really can't. We've tried. Have you seen the prices in...
Here, I grabbed your towel.
Oh, what's that?
A towel?
Oh, no, thank you. My hands are dry now. Anyway.
Okay, ladies, let's take a little look around. All right, this is the living room. That little half wall there leads right into the kitchen.
My grandmother asked my grandfather to cut that wall so they could watch the family while they cooked. Almost every day they would come over while my mother was at work and
wow,
watch
us. I love the space in the living room, but that wall is kind of crowded, don't you think? Don't you think it would look so much better as an open concept?
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes. Knocked out that wall. Open it up. Love that.
But I...
Oh, this column, though, don't love.
Oh, it's load-bearing.
Oh. And what's this?
The notches are my siblings and I. That one's my sister when she was 3 and 7. And
I'll have to sand it down and paint it. Maybe I can't, I don't know, make it a statement piece or something.
Love.
And what's down here? Oh, the bathroom. Saw those. They definitely need to be regutted.
Rainbow?
Yeah, hun.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Carla, this girl wants your house. You haven't had anything close to a matching offer in almost 4 months.
I just...
Trust the process.
I'm going to level with you. The price is too high.
You know, you can't get these prices in...
With the renovations and...
Think about where this city is going.
I mean, how can my business succeed?
Guadalajara's? That restaurant is perfect for a new coffee shop. Move your friend's little boutique into that storefront next door and boom! The neighborhood grows. And that's all thanks to you.
La Taqueria is closing?
That's a lot of commitment to a maybe.
They've owned that place for decades.
This is your dream.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
This is no small town. This is the next booming city.
Yeah, you're right. And what is that a bedroom there? Oh, what's that?
Oh, the altar? Mm-hmm. It's a little memorial to my grandmother. That picture is her with my mother and sister right before I was born. I put the green beads for her favorite color. This is a little rolled up cigarette. She used to roll my grandfather's cigarette for him every day until she died. That was 4 years ago now. The cake isn't normally there. Her birthday is coming up, so I bought her a little slice. It's her favorite. Oh, please don't touch!
Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry.
That's okay, I'll clean it.
You're a doll. No one was going to eat it anyway.
Yeah.
So, what do you say?
I have to think it over. It's quaint. It's definitely in our price range.
Well, I would think it over quick. This place has so many offers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone wants to be the next person to create a real neighborhood from the ground up.
The ground?
But I have a good feeling about you.
That's not true.
Well, I feel like I could help build this neighborhood.
I said that's not true.
What's not true, sweetie?
Nobody's offering on this house.
Carla!
No, nobody's offering. I got 2 offers in 4 months and they sucked. But who knows, people might offer. They probably will. People probably will offer because, yeah, we're a booming city, sure. But that's because we have cultura, real history.
Hey, I have culture too.
And money. You're worried about making your bills? So is Guadalajara's. Jenny here is helping you. And your mother. Your mother needs this.
I just want to help you. I can help you. And you guys need help from us. You know what I mean.
Get out of my house.
Carla, I really don't think you should kick clients out of the house. You want to sell your house.
No, you get out of my house. I'm not selling.
That's ridiculous. You have to sell your house.
I don't have to do anything. You don't come into my home demolishing all of our history and claiming you're the one to build it from the ground up. The ground up? We are the ground up. I don't need rescuing. My mother works every day to pay for my grandfather's nursing home. My sister is off to college, the first in our family. My neighbors have lived here for 3 generations, and we have too. We don't need to be saved from anything but people like you.
Carla, you misunderstand.
No, I don't. You do.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Somewhere in the world, a granddaughter is making a massive family meal for the first of thousands of times.
The family gathers to eat their food, play games, share stories of their days and the days before.
Laughing and reminiscing about their lives and the lives of those who came before underneath.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in el corazón de Tejas.
This has been The Stars at Night, written by Katie Carlisle, directed by Rodney Reyes, featuring Cherie V. Campbell, Artemis Zara Gutekin, and Claire Solly. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 4th, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. And find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.